you think at all, it comes down from heaven and it goes back to heaven. Carried, shall I say, by the Spirit of God and not just by the will of the flesh of men. Oh, God answered the apostles' prayer that he prayed three times. But not in the way that the apostle would have had, but he would have been glad if God had said, yes, Paul, I will take this away from you. And from now on, as long as you live, you won't have any more doubts and fears, and you don't have any more troubles about the matter. That's what the flesh of the apostle would like to have said, but he didn't say that. But he said to him, and he says to every child of God, even unto this age of the world, and will continue. He said unto him, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. What does it mean? It doesn't mean that he was ever weak. God was ever weak at all. But as the apostle wound it up, as I quoted a moment ago, when I'm weak, then am I strong. And when I'm strong, trusting in the flesh, she would go on to say, then am I really weak. May God add his blessing, my brethren and friends, and give you to think about how good and gracious and merciful the Lord is, even in the midst of our trials and troubles and tribulations and sorrows, because he doesn't leave us at all anytime. I have sometimes said that as we go from day to day, the watch care of the Lord, the power of God, is so gracious and wonderful that he walks by our sides. His eternal will and purpose is carried out for each one of us, so that none, in the real sense, can ever molest us or make us afraid, because the Lord's grace is sufficient for us.
Turn to page 176, you know what I would suggest. I'm going to sing the first, second, and the last verses of that. Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly, while the raging billows roll, while the tempest still is nigh. Hide me, O my Savior, hide, till the storm of life is past, safe into the haven God. O receive my soul and life. Thank you.
I want to say that I received a letter from Mr. Ben White this morning. Said that we get along very well. And mentioned in the letter that he and Mrs. White were married 56 years ago. Yesterday, I believe. 56 years ago. That they get along very well, except he mentioned he loved to read a sign. And he said, but I have to use a magnifying glass. He used to read that large print. Now, I was saying this to announce to those of the church that opened the reception members, that if we want more presence for you, stir up in the feelings to tell us about what's going on in your heart, we'd be glad to hear it. Let us stand.
Jesus, lover of my soul, let me hear.
that has brought us together this morning. We just feel that we're here according to thy will and purpose, here before thee. And we thank thee, gracious Father, as best we know how, for the gift of thy dear Son, and for that hope that thou hast implanted in our hearts that he is our Savior. Lord, lead us and guide us and direct us and keep us by thy mighty power. Enable us to walk circumspectly while we continue our living here in the world, that thy name may have all the praise, the honor, and the glory, now and evermore. Amen.